usage. So most of us start using technology or using the internet with very, very true motivations. You know, email bhejna hai, some research for some studies, you know, that's how we start. It starts like that. Does it continue in that direction? Then we move over to all sort of directions. There's downloading, there's surfing, there's chatting, and I'm not even going to go to the various things that we do. So have you heard this famous poem, "Set the spider to the fly, come step into my parlor." There's a very famous poem that says where the spider is telling the fly, come, 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 my web is very nice and comfortable and cozy. Come step in, let's have a cup of tea. So that's what the internet does to us. So there's a nice story that illustrates this point. There's a professor who's taking a math class with the students, and he brings in a glass of water. And he asks the students, what is the weight of this glass of water? There are a lot of speculative answers. Somebody says 200 grams, somebody says 150 grams, somebody says different answers. He says, see, unless we measure it, we really don't know. So he says, if I were to hold this glass of water for a few minutes, what will happen? What will happen? Nothing. I'll just hold the glass of water. Now, if I were to hold, the professor says, if I were to hold this glass of water for a few hours, what will happen? Aching. The hand will start aching. That's what the students answered. Now, what if the same glass of water was held for an entire day? What will happen? What will happen? So the students say, hand will become numb, some sort of spasm, and probably rushing to the hospital. Yes? That is what happens when we use anything excessively. When you do anything in excess, it has only detrimental effects. So this is the word that we are using here, is internet addiction. And how does that happen? Whenever there's excessive technology or internet usage, it leads first to dependency, and then the dependency translates or becomes into addiction. So I have some statistical facts for you. According to this new study from the Pew Research Center, and the study was done in 2015, 92% teens and young adults, like you and me, surf the net daily, 92%. So this poor 8%, I don't know where it is, some Dehati areas, maybe some tribal areas, they've never not heard of the internet. 71% of teens and young adults use more than one social networking site. I'm sure that is the truth, you know, for all of us here. Girls and women tend to dominate the social media more, while as boys and men are more likely to play video games. We agree? Yes? Now, a documentary was made by an American channel. It was known as Web Junkies. And it highlights the fact that in some Southeast Asian countries, I'm not going to name them, roughly one amongst 10 students between the ages of 10 to 19 are actually addicted to the internet. Isn't that shocking? And this number is soon going to increase. So this is a shocking fact. How many of you are aware about DSM? Do you know what DSM is? Psychology students should know what DSM is. Any psychology students here? Do you know what DSM is? DSM is the Diagnostic and the Statistical Manual for Mental Disorder. Okay? It is the manual, and all possible mental disorders that you have heard and not heard of are in that manual. So although internet addiction is not formally recognized in the DSM-5 as a mental illness, there is a growing concern among the medical practitioners and health officials who see a need to offer a therapy and treatment centers for it and treat it as something more complicated than a simple social problem. So very soon, internet addiction is going to become a formal mental disorder. Is that good? In the same light, have you heard of this very famous Christian prayer on the rosary? Those of you who've been in Christian schools, you say, you know, Our Father, Thy in heaven, holy be Thy name, Thy kingdom come. Is that right? Have you all heard of it? So this is a very ironic, some computer geek has made this prayer. It's called as a computer prayer, and it says, Our morning prayer, a hard drive, which art internal volume, see by name. Thy code be clean, Thy fonts be seen on screen as they are on paper. Give us this day our documents and lead us not into fragmentation, but deliver us our data forever and ever. Amen. Mataji will now talk about the uses and the abuses of the internet.
It's really funny, this prayer, but it's so true. We all are born in the great land of India, and we say, Mera Bharat, Man. And in our country, in the days of past, we used to have saints and sages who used to do a lot of austerities. They would not sleep, they would not eat, they had no social life. They were cut off, disconnected from the family. And in those days, such people were called as yogis. And today, while surfing the internet, we also give up sleep. We also don't eat. We give up family connections. And we are cut off from social life. But we are called yogis? We are called what? Bhogis. We are trying to get some enjoyment, some juice out of it. But it is happening, not happening, happening, not happening. And we are trying to go from one site to another site, that some juice from here, some juice from there. And Prabhupada rightly termed it as what? Chewing the chewed. I love this example, although it's a very dirty example, but it's a very significant example, that if somebody has had a chewing gum, very nice flavored chewing gum, you know, some strawberry flavor or something, and they chewed it, and you give it to your best friend, here, take. It's very tasty, you know. However tasty it is, would you like to do it? Please, you know, thanks, keep your gift with you only. But that's what we all are trying to do. From one side to the other side to the other side, trying to get some juice, but we are not able to get it. So somehow or the other, we see that, we are seeing that this is happening through internet, that is happening through internet. There are two words. We say use and we say abuse. Like we have normal and we have abnormal. So when we, is there any use of internet? There are uses, right? Would anybody like to enumerate some? What help do we get from internet? Yes. Better connection. Very good. Information. Yeah, better connection. Far away, also you are able to connect with people. Research work. In education. Right? Anybody else? Business. In medical field. Right? Lot of things are happening on the net. So, that's what we feel, you know. That definitely there are uses to it. There cannot be anything which is absolutely black or absolutely white. In this world, shopping. How can we forget that now, you know? Shopping, you don't have to move anything. Everything is just a click away, right? You just press a button and everything comes at your doorstep. We say no, doorstep delivery. Everything comes here. You don't have to move. So all these things we see are very advantageous. You don't have to do this, you don't have to do that. So do these things have some side effect? If we talk in medical terms, you take some medicine to cure a particular disease which is helpful, but it has some side effects. So how would you see if you have a particular disease and you take a medicine and the side effects are more than the curative effects of the medicine? Would you take such a medicine? So Baba, who will handle the side effects? Forget the medicine. I'd rather, take some more trouble and figure out some deshi ilaj. Then to go through all these things and get more affected by side effect and then wonder how to treat them. But if you just see how this internet is affecting us, it's exactly like that. And that's why we call it the invisible net. Means you can't even see it. Have you ever seen an ostrich? If you watch National Geographic, on that you'll see an ostrich. What does an ostrich do? If a lion is coming from there to attack, what it? It just ducks his head, digs a hole in the ground and puts his head inside. And I say, I can't see the lion. So I'm safe. Is he safe? The lion is still coming and is going to attack it and is going to eat it up. But just because I'll close my eyes doesn't mean I'm safe. And that's what it is, you know. That's what we all are doing. We know what the dangers are, but we are trying to close our eyes to it, you know. That is what our Shastra calls it as paschanapi na paschati. Means you see it, but you don't see it. Or you rather, I would say, you don't want to see it. Isn't it true? All of you are vigorously nodding your head. And we all know this. But somewhere or the other we find ourselves very helpless. So we just thought that just as a, it's not that we are able to be free from this net. We all are into it. But let's try to figure out how to get out of it. Because it is going to require a collective effort. When those birds were seen by that wise old bird stuck in the net, ultimately he felt for them. No? So what did he tell them? Okay, no problem. You foolishly, while repeating those sentences, you still went into the net, but there is still a way out. What is the way out? He said, now all of you flap your wings together and raise the whole net and fly off. And that's what they did. All the 100 of them started flapping their wings, and with the synergy which was created, they picked up the whole net and they flew off. And the shikari just kept watching, "Arey, failure." He thought, I have captured 100 birds and now I'll make great profit, and everything was lost. Why? Because they put synergy. So here we are all gathering to face a common difficulty and a common challenge that, yes, we know that we are getting pulled into the net, but how do we get out of it? But first, to be able to get out, we have to understand that what are the hazards that we are going to go through because of this particular disease, I would call it, you know, which has infected our whole society. Firstly, if you just go on a very gross level, it is a physical hazards which we have. We know, so many of us, just sitting on the computer for long hours, what happens? Backache. First, young girls come to our hospital and they say, "Sir, backache ho raha hai. Olden days, old people used to get backache, and now more than old people, younger people are getting backaches, you know. You tell some girls on picnic, "Lift this bag." No, I have backache. Coolie, you know. You can't even lift a bag. And in the olden generation, people used to lift loads and they used to move around. So backache. What other? Eyes. Eyesight gets so much spoiled. You're completely, you know, squint-eyed. Your face is almost into the internet and you're going on looking at it. There's something called carpal tunnel syndrome. You know that? By using the mouse, this part gets affected, and Tanvi's mother has gone through, you know, that difficult situation. You have to get operated and go through that whole ordeal of all those things. That happens. What else happens? Headaches. Continuously sitting in front of the screen causes us headache, causes obesity, because you're not moving. In olden days, nature was very attractive. People would like to watch nature. But today, even if you go to Switzerland, where there's beautiful nature, you go to the Himalayas, you'll still be on your phone only. Then why did you go all the way there? You know? Why do you spend money to go there? Just first you'll surf on the net, Switzerland. You'll see Himalayas. And when you go there also, you are seeing which place. But the place is there in front of you. But we have lost. Everything has become so virtual, you know. Virtual games, virtual sightseeing, everything. The other day we were driving and we saw a virtual secretary available. But what is that, you know? People are also becoming virtual nowadays. Everything is going online. Right? So sports. We are not even going for... We don't like to do sports. We are just playing games on the mobile. And what's happening because of that? Serious. We might think, so what, you know? Obesity is just one of it. But because in olden days, we used to play sports, we used to be sporting enough to win and lose. But today, we don't like to lose in anything. And if you lose, you become depressed. Why? Because you are so addicted to always winning. Peter Barwash made a very beautiful statement about this. He said about losing, he said, "We learn very little when we always win. But we learn a lot when we learn how to lose in life." And is it always, life is always full of winning? Do we always win? No. If we are realistic and grounded, we'll know that there will be very, very important situations in our life after we grow up, we take profession, we get married. A lot of losses and failures will come in our life. And if we have not learned this art of how to face it, we'll be depressed and miserable, and suicidal tendencies and so many things will happen. So all these things are happening because we are getting addicted to this type of thing. Those are just some of the physical things that are happening. Even sleep patterns. Because we get so much addicted to it, we go into late night and we don't realize that, oh, it's already 12 o'clock, it's 1 o'clock, it's 2 o'clock and didn't even realize how time passed. And before I realize, it's so late and I'm like groggy eyes, and next day I have to go to school, college or job, and I'm not able to concentrate on it, and it's just fallout after fallout. This leads to that, that leads to that. So these are just some of the physical things that happen. If you go to the social evils, what happens on social front? One teacher asked the student a question that, my dear child, what is your understanding of a joint family? And you know what the child answered? Teacher, teacher, my father and mother staying together is a joint family. Just imagine, a kid, this is his concept. In what did joint family mean? 25-30 people staying together. Kaka, mama, fufi and this and that. Where is all that today? It's not happening in today's world. Because under the name of connecting to people and becoming personal, this WhatsApp has made all of us impersonal. I have seen myself, we try to connect with people continuously on WhatsApp, and you are trying to connect with people sitting in the US, sitting in London, sitting in Australia, everywhere. In the process, I'm disconnected from my family, which is in my house. And the mother and father are saying, come on, dear, it's dinner time, come. They're all waiting on the table. You all eat, I'll come later, I'm just busy. Doing what? Connecting to people so that I'm getting disconnected from you all. We do these camps and all for our youth, and the parents tell us, please tell them, they are just continuously on these gadgets. They don't have time for us. They are not spending time with us. There is no talking going on because there is all Monvrat. There are some pictures which come, six people in the family sitting and everybody's head is down. Even if you are in the office, your next door cabin, you can just open the door and hello, good morning, have a nice day. How's the day going? And convey your work, but you'll WhatsApp them. And they'll WhatsApp you back from the next door cabin. It's just so funny. It's just so funny. You send a mail or you send a message on that. Where is personalism? So this is all disguise. Like this beautiful drama which they did on Sita. Ravan came in the disguise of a saint. Okay, I've come as a sadhu, I want to give you good. And what did it do? Kidnapped. And that's what this social evil is doing. It's kidnapped our personalism. The person, impersonalism has infiltrated so much that we have lost everything. Parents and family and everybody is, we talk of touch screen all the time. But we have stopped touching the hearts of people. Some nice message will get repeatedly forwarded. I might have only forwarded that message. It will go around for a month and come back to me after a month as if it's a new message, to touch each other. But we've forgotten to touch each other in just continuously touching the screen. How far we have gone from reality. Thinking about it, how far from reality we have gone. And we don't even have time to sit and think about this. Okay, oh, really, this is happening because we are so busy into doing the same thing again and again. This is just one thing. Just think of the illicit relationships that are happening. I might be sitting in my family. In olden days, if I wanted to flirt with a boy, I would have to leave the house, go meet him somewhere on the beach, on the garden, and have some conversation with him. Or even if I'm talking on the phone, my parents will catch me and say, "Kiske saath baat kar rahe ho?" Somewhere I'll be caught. But here I'm sitting with my father, mother, I'm eating dinner, talking, and I'm messaging. Continuously I'm messaging. Who knows what I'm doing? Who knows what is happening? So to get degraded, I don't even have to step out of my house. I don't have to step out of my room. It's coming to my doorstep again. All these evils are coming here. And what is that doing to me? Character assassination. You understand this? What is assassination? It is slaughtering our character. And what is education without character today? Any educational institute teaches us about that. You go to IIT, you go to MIT, you go to whichever institute you go to, they will teach you so many subjects. But do they teach you about how to develop your character? Who's bothered here? You go around with 100 boys, you come to class, pay our fees of our university, That's what we are interested in. Who is really interested in us as people? Anybody? So education, that is not real education. We may get a lot of degrees. In a visiting card, we could write one, full stop. Whole card could be filled of it. But where is my character? This internet has taken away our character. It has become suicidal today. Innocently, I am trying to search something, do research. And what happens? Boop, some pop-up comes up. Beyond my control. And then, although I see, but I don't want to see. So first time I see, it's an accident. I can be pardoned for it. But when I see second time, then what is? I'm becoming a victim. Unknowingly, I'm becoming a victim because I'm turning my head again towards it. Right? So how careful we have to be that from every side I'm being attacked. If I know that, okay, darwaze se aane wala hai, toh I'll close the door. But here it's coming from anywhere. From my mobile, from the computer, from Facebook, Twitter, from wherever, you know. Suddenly some boy sends you that, hi. What's that hi? It's only H-I. But it gives so many bells in our heart, in our mind. And oh wow, you know. Then I feel, who sent me this hi? Let me check, you know, where this hi has come from. And then I go in. It's a invisible. I'm not seeing. And before I even realize what has happened, either I have proposed to him or he has proposed to me. And then, I don't even know how much frauds are going on this. They put up different pictures on the Facebook. Some old man is chatting with you. And he puts a, you know, six app fellow on the thing. And you think I'm chatting with this guy. And then say, let's meet up and all. You keep postponing. One day you meet up and you're like, hey, isko to walking stick hai. And all your emotions and all your chastity and your character he took for a ride, and before you realized what happened, you were gone, right? So it's a very deep topic, but it's so sad. We feel, you know, our youth, we just feel so sad for it that, please beware. Please preserve our character, because if money is lost, you'll get it back tomorrow. If something else is lost, you'll get it back. But if character is lost, no, everything is lost. You will never be able to get it. Your parents will be miserable, you will be miserable. Tomorrow we have to get married, we have to be responsible people, and if this is what is going to happen, what will people think of us, and can we face ourselves in that situation? Difficult. Also, we have become very, very self-centered. In olden days, you know, we would help somebody cross the road. Kisi ka haath pakad ke road cross karaya, we go to orphanages, go to old age homes, do some distribution of clothes and food distribution and all. But today, even if we are crossing the road, we are with the mobile, you know. So we don't even see the cars coming, what to talk of people coming. You bang into people, you bang into vehicles, because what I'm doing? I am just on my mobile. Even that much time, when there is danger, at least I should be alert while crossing the road. Still, oh sorry, you know. And we keep doing this. Just try it one day, you know. Keep yourself, if you want to try, can I switch off or keep my mobile away for one day and see what I'm going to gain out of that. What all you'll gain? You'll gain a lot of time. You'll see that so many things I'm able to do if I just, I'm not on my net. I'm not in this net rather. Then what all I'll be able to do? You'll be able to spend more time with your family. You'll have more time for yourself. You might be able to extend yourself and help somebody else. You might be able to do your hobbies, outdoor hobbies, not indoor hobbies. And you might have a wonderful experience instead of just living in a virtual world. Imagine if you saw this beautiful drama and we had this whole Chetna festival monthly on the net. All of you watch on the net and we'll speak on the net. Either everybody, audience is there and the speaker is on the net, or the speaker is speaking and no audience is there, everybody is attending on the net. What's the pleasure in it? What's the pleasure? Nothing. We will never enjoy it. So what we enjoy usually in life is experiences. And what this net is depriving us of is the beautiful experiences which we could get. Our parents and grandparents used to go to the grocery shop and talk to the grocer. Arey, kitne ka ye? So they'll say, 100 rupees bahut hai yaar. Kam karo. 75 rupees mein de do. Bahas karte karte, you know, you develop a rapport, a relationship. So even if you are passing, arey bhaiya kaise ho? Sab theek chal raha hai? This, that. Today, I am ordering everything online. I don't even know who the guy is on the opposite side supplying me. I have no relationship with him. I have no connection with that person. Gradually, I don't know what all is going to come on the net. We'll start eating and sleeping on the net. Marriages are happening on the net. Astrologers are seeing things on the net. Now, what do they see? God alone knows. Results are coming on the net. That pleasure which used to be on the result day. I remember when we had 10th standard result, we all used to go to the school and look up on the board and, be happy about it or be sad about it. We could share our happiness. Somebody could cry on our shoulders. We could cry on somebody's shoulders. All that exchanges, I passed, I fail, I expected this much. Today what happens? You get your marks at home, who's sharing with anybody? There is no sharing of life happening just because of this impersonalism which has very discreetly infiltrated in us, right? So that is what is happening. It's become almost like an intoxication. When do we say intoxication? When we can't do without it. Thoda time you gonna, you may start getting withdrawal symptoms, You know what is withdrawal symptoms? You start feeling restless. A drunkard, if he cannot get drink for some time, or a drug addict, if he doesn't get, he starts getting so restless and, starts behaving vaguely, irritable, all these things. So all these things might happen. And we have seen, someday you can't find the mobile, you start blasting your mother, start fighting with your brother, and something. Mobile nahi mil raha hai. Where is it? Other things aside. Arre beta, breakfast kale. Forget that. Mobile nahi mil raha hai, We'll just be concerned with that. So all this type of intoxication happens. Next slide. Now just see this picture of this. Who is this? Lord Buddha. What does he remind you of? When you look at an image of Buddha sitting straight, eyes closed in meditation, what words, adjectives come to your mind? Peace. What else? Silence. Calm. Right? Happiness. Peace. What is the next picture? Monkeys. When you see monkeys, what comes to your mind? Naughty. What else? Clumsy. Restless. What else? Agitated. All the time. Whom do we identify more with in today's day and age? Darwin said, our ancestors were monkeys. It's a false theory. But actually looks like it. Because we are all like this monkeys. We are all the time restless. You see, you come by, travel by train and you see people, Out of the whole dabba, you will see 70%, maybe I'm wrong, less. I mean more than that. 75-80% of the people are all on the mobile. Either they're watching some movie, either they're talking to somebody, they are replying to WhatsApp, they are getting some answer, something on the mobile. And it's not only the sophisticated people, Some paan khaya hua, stupid bhaiya, or something like that. They are also on that. Some person is sweeping and our building, our kachra wala comes, Every time he'll ring the bell and we have four flats on the same floor, all of us will open the door and the dustbin is there, his leg is on the step and he's... Abhi kachra lene ko aaya hai na, to kachra to dal do. He's still on the mobile. What are you getting paid by the society for playing on the mobile? Every day, this is not, I'm talking of one or two days. 85 to 90% of the times he's like that. That we only have to lift the kachra and put it in the dustbin. Because he's on the cell. If you ask him, kal kidhar tha idhar, he doesn't answer because he's earplugs. He's hearing some music and all. So this is what has happened, that every Tom, Dick and Harry is doing this type of thing, They are completely into their own world that has happened. So we want to understand that this stimulation, this monkey, what is this net done to us? Completely it has made us mentally stimulated. One husband told his wife, my dear, if when I get sick, and if you see me that I'm about to die, then please remove all the tubes from me, Remove the ventilator, remove the IV line and all the tubes you remove and save me if you see me in a serious condition. And he started expressing his desire and all. Immediately the wife jumped up, she removed the TV ka wire, internet ka wire and all these things. And the husband said, what are you doing? He's saying, no, I'm seeing that you are dying. You are dying doing all these things, so I've removed all the wires. You only told me that, no? And the husband almost got a heart attack. He said, no, I didn't mean these wires, you know. I mean when I'm dying. But you are actually dying now. The wife is complaining, my dear husband, you have no time for me. And he's still on the net. They'll take off from the office to stay at home. Okay, I am with you. Whole day I took an off. But he was not with me. He was with the mobile. So this another wife told the husband that, what is this? You are all the time on the WhatsApp, Facebook, Twitter and all these things. So if you don't give me time, then tomorrow onwards, the amount of time that you spend on WhatsApp, Twitter and Facebook, I will spend that much time on Amazon, Flipkart and Snapdeal. And immediately the husband said, no. I'll put away the mobile for some time. Because he realized, you know, that what is happening. If you do tit for tat, then this is what will happen. So mentally now we are getting so much stimulated by just seeing these things coming continuously bombarding our consciousness. First it was only in the form of advertisements on the road. But nowadays you see billboards have also reduced because who has time to look at the billboards? Anybody has time to look at the advertisement? This thing, no. And there's no need only because all the advertisement is taking place. You watch anything, 100 to advertisements come on it, you know. You are watching Rama and Mahabharata. And more than the time the episode is relayed, that much more ads will come up on it. That much stimulation is required and more stimulation is required to do. Teachers are complaining that our students, they are not able to focus. In school, they are not able to focus. Why? Because they are requiring more and more stimulation. Just today we were discussing and she's a teacher and a principal and she's saying that we have to find newer and newer ways of keeping the attention span of the student with us. Some videos we have to show them, some, because that's what they are used to at home. Pehle blackboard pe likhte the na, A for apple, B for boy, and people could focus on it. But today, unless the apple doesn't dance, you know, nobody will look at the apple, you know. Or B for what, it will not be bouncing, the ball will not bounce. Nobody will look at it. Even things like Ramayana and Mahabharata on the TV, if they want to show, they have to modernize it, you know. Arjun and Krishna will have to have muscles. And you know, you saw Mahabharata, and just to show off the hair, they will not wear crowns and go to the battlefield. My husband and myself, we were discussing, does anybody go to the battlefield without a helmet? But if he puts helmet, then the hair will not fly, na? The way they are supposed to fly, then how can he put a helmet? You will have to show the fight in such a contemporary way that... Maybe there was no boxing or there was no muscle fight going on, but just to show the six abs and all, you know, muscle and everything, the fight will have to happen like that. That much stimulation is required. So what's happening to us? Let's wake up a little bit and see what we can do about it.
In light of this, I just want to share a small joke. As Mataji was saying, there's a lot of fakeness that has come out in life and we put out a persona on the internet, on Facebook and Twitter about ourself which might not be true. So there's this little joke where this boy is rushed to the hospital of, you know, complaining of a very severe stomach ache. And he's very simply dressed and, you know, so the doctor says, kya ho gaya? What happened, beta? Why you? He's saying, I have a very, very bad tummy ache. What did you eat? So he says, I had a pizza, I had a burger, and I had a Coke. So the doctor looks at him and says, really, you're not on Facebook. What did you really have? So he says, maine vada pav khaya street ka. So, you know, that's what we do. Many times we post stuff on the internet, on the Facebook and Twitter. A lot of things about ourselves which are actually not. Because who's checking? Nobody's checking, right? So this is again another amazing fact. I don't know how many of you know about this. For me, this is very surprising that there's an Uday Foundation in Delhi. Now, this is a foundation that deals with different kinds of rehabilitation. And surprise, surprise, they actually have an internet de-addiction center in which a lot of children come in and the center teaches them how to step away and move away from the internet. So even in a place like India, we have de-addiction centers coming up now for internet. What a sorry fact that is, right? So now we know about the evils of the internet. We know, you know, how internet is abused. So what to do now? What to do now? Let's take a look. So we have two options. One is the antivirus factor and one is the abstinence factor. Let's look at the antivirus factor. I have two stories for you here. So these antiviruses are like psychological filters, right? Whenever you buy a computer, the first thing that your computer tech tells you is buy an antivirus, right? Those of you who are using higher versions, now the Microsoft Defender is already inbuilt. But before that, you know, there's a CD, we would load it, an antivirus, and after a year, we would make sure that it's updated. Why? Because if an antivirus is not there, what happens? What happens to your data? It gets corrupted, right? So this is a story of Jadabharat. Now, Jadabharat was a king, and after finishing his duties and responsibilities, he decides, now I want to dedicate time in praying, and I want to dedicate time in becoming more, you know, focused on the Lord. So he leaves his kingdom and he goes to a forest where on the banks of a river he, you know, creates a very small hut, and day in, day out he's completely focused to such a great extent that he, you know, bathes 6 times in the river. His jata is always wet. One fine day, as he's meditating and he opens his eyes, he sees across the river that a ferocious tiger is trying to catch a pregnant doe, okay? And the doe, in fear of getting caught by the tiger, leaps. And in the process of leaping, she goes into a labor and she delivers the fawn. But the stress of the tiger and the birth is too much for the poor doe, and she leaves her body, she dies. And the baby, you know, the baby deer, the fawn, is just, you know, struggling in the water. So Jadabharat is obviously a saint, and with great compassion in his heart, he immediately goes and he rescues the fawn. And he brings the fawn, and the fawn is so helpless. Now when you see a baby, what is your reaction? Oh, you know, immediately maternal feelings come in your heart. That is what happened to Maharaj Jadabharat. And he developed solid maternal feelings for this fawn to such an extent that his entire focus shifts from meditation to taking care of the fawn. Every moment of the day, he is thinking of the fawn. To such a degree that his life begins and ends with taking care of it. And so at the time of death, who is he thinking about? The fawn. And he dies and takes birth of a deer. Another story of a rishi called Saubari Muni. Now Saubari Muni was very famous for meditating in water. He did not want any distractions in life, and he just wanted to focus. So he goes deep in the river Yamuna and starts meditating there. And he meditates for a very, very long time. One fine day, he sees two fishes mating. Now, does the concept of, have you seen two fishes mating? Is it possible also for us to see two fishes mating? But it's like this, you know. If there is a white cloth, if there's a dirty cloth, and if I splotch some, you know, one spot of ink on it, will you be able to see that spot of ink on a dirty cloth? No. But if the cloth is very, clean and bright and fair, and if there's one splotch of ink, where will your eyes first go to? So similarly, usually our consciousness is not very clean, right? So something unclean is going on, we may or may not pay attention. In the case of Saubari Muni, his consciousness was so clean, when something negative happened, his focus immediately went there. And when he saw the fishes mating, he was completely bewildered, he was distracted, and he thought, I want this. What am I doing here? I don't want to do this tapasya anymore. So he gets out from the water immediately, and he's been meditating in the water. Now you sit in the water for some time, what happens to your body? Fingers, ladies who clean vessels and all, shriveling. Radha Gopinath ji ki jai. Shriveling. So his entire body shriveled like this old man. But he now wants to get married. He wants to enjoy physical relationships with a woman. So he approaches the king of that kingdom who has 50 beautiful daughters. And he says, I'm a big saint. I want your daughters. So the king is like, no. Kidhar se aage aaye, you know. He said, no, wait, I'll call my daughters. They will decide whether they want to get married to you or not. And the 50 daughters come in and they say, no, boss, sorry, we are not getting married to this old shriveled fellow. So Saubari Muni, whatever purity, tapasya he had done, by the dint of that purity, transforms himself into a very healthy young man and gets married to these 50 women and enjoys for a very long time with them. What is the common feature in these two stories? What was missing? Okay. What else? Suppose, okay, you've lost your focus. How do you bring the focus back? If you've forgotten something, what is the next thing that happens? Somebody is around you to give a reminder, a friend, a parent, you've lost your focus, concentrate. They were alone. There was no association. So often, when we are surfing the internet or on gadgets, are we together with our family? We're alone. So in this process of being alone, many times we forget these cultural, moral and social bounds that are existing in our societies, which often our friends and our relatives and our well-wishers keep giving us reminders. Yes? We are told, right? Behave in a certain way, not behave in a certain way. If I'm alone at night surfing on the net, is there somebody to remind me? Ye galat kar rahe ho aap? Nobody's watching na? Chal. Does that happen sometimes? It does, and many of us have fallen victim or prey just because of that alone factor. Because that antivirus of association is missing. So it's very, very important that we have this antivirus in our lives. Mataji will now talk about abstinence.
Do you all know him? Famous fellow. But before I go to him, I just remembered a small thing which I want to share. When she was talking about association, that you are alone. When you are on the net, you are alone. So one day, all of us in the morning do our routine. So we pass stool. Shouldn't talk about that in the temple. But so one day, this stool of a person spoke to the man. And he told them, hey guy, look at this. Yesterday night, I was a very tasty samosa. And one night's association with you, today look what I have become, stool. Look at everybody's face. But it's true, that even one night's association, this tasty samosa became stool, and we are continuously, not one night, night after night, day after day, associating with what? When you are watching something, you are actually into it, na? Sometimes you see, that if the hero does like this, you are sitting like this, you also feel like this, you know. If somebody is smiling, you also like, and somebody sad, you also become like, what's happening? Nothing's happening to you. But all these expressions and emotions we go through just by watching what you are seeing. When Sita is kidnapped and Ravan is doing that, and when Jatayu is beating, you feel, wait, one more, you know, give one more to Ravan. And Sita is crying and you also feel, and your heart also pains and all. You get carried away with the emotions. You are associating continuously. One mother was sharing with me that her small child, must be like 3.5, 4-year-old child, is saying, I don't know why. That time she couldn't understand that why her child is behaving like that, and she took the child to a child psychologist. And that child psychologist explained to her why he was behaving. She's saying, I don't know why, whenever he would see any women or girls, he would look at the wrong parts of the girl at that age. And she was feeling so embarrassed, you know, because the opposite people would feel embarrassed. And the psychologist asked the mother a question. Is he too much watching things which he is not supposed to watch on TV? And she said, yeah, he is most of the time. He's saying, that's what is making his vision like this. Just think about it, you know. Means I don't need to explain, all of you understood what I'm trying to say, that a small kid is from that age getting affected to that extent. When he grows up, what will he do? Will he not rape somebody? Won't he do that? He'll do all the wrong things which are not supposed to be done. Why? Because he has already been stimulated and agitated from that young age, which he should not have been, that exposure. So this our friend Steve Jobs. There is a biography which was written on him by his very close friend, whose name was what? Anybody knows? Nick Bolton. His name was Nick Bolton, and he wrote a biography on him after he left his after he died. And in that he shares a very beautiful experience that one day Steve Jobs invited him for dinner to his house. And obviously when he went to his house, they were school friends. But he saw his house and he started joking with Steve Jobs. And he said, "Steve, I thought your walls would be made of touch screen, you know." Started joking with him that, who is he, a CEO of Apple? He's done so, such a powerful company, you know, they control so much share market and everything. So he said, "I thought your screen, walls would be made of touch screen." And then he saw his kids. He had a 13-year-old daughter and a 11-year-old son. He started talking to him and saying, "How are you?" You know, and he said, "Which iPhone you use? It would be interesting to know that the son of the founder of iPhones, that which iPhones do you use?" So the son and daughter looked at each other, you know, and then they looked at the father. And they said, "Yes, tell me, I'm a little inquisitive to know which iPhone you use." So they were not answering, so he asked, "Steve, tell which iPhone you have given your, must be the latest model, no?" So he said, "Why are you asking me? Ask them only." And then he says, "Tell me, my dear kids, you know, which do you use?" So he said, "Uncle, we have never touched an iPhone." And this Nick Bolton said, "The spoon almost slipped off my hand. I was having dinner," saying, "What? You have never touched?" And he looked at Steve, saying, "Steve, is it true what he's saying? What they are saying?" He's saying, "Yes." And now just hear these words what Steve Jobs said. It's very important. I'll quote him verbatim because I don't want to miss out on some words. He looked at his friend and he said, "Nick, I have created this demon and therefore I know its dangerous power to spoil my children's future. You think I will give them iPhones?" Now that's a revelation, isn't it? If I make a samosa and I give it to you and you tell me you eat it, I say, "No, no, it has poison in it. I know because I have put poison in it. So I'm not going to eat it." Huh? You see these vada pav walas and all, they'll never eat because they know what dirty oil and dirty things what they might have made. They'll not eat it, but they'll sell it to you, you know. Khao, maro. Humko kya hai? It's like that. So Steve Jobs would not give it to his own children. Now, forget every word of our lecture what we are telling you. If you only remember that he uses these words that I created this demon. And I won't spoil the future of my kids with that. So if our parents are telling us that please reduce the use of it, don't get so much entangled in it, don't get trapped in it, are they our enemies? If our teachers are telling us that, are they our enemies? No. They love us. They care for us. That's why they are telling us that please. And maybe it's not possible to stop it completely. But can we think of how we can reduce its usage? Everything doesn't happen overnight. I can't say, okay, from today I take a vow. I'm not going to do. None of us are Bhishma over here, you know. Tomorrow what? Next moment our vow will get. Somebody's cell phone will ring and we'll feel, you know, I wish, you know. Immediately mouth will start watering, ke, no, 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 my vow is bhang, you know. So we are not, we don't have that level of determination or none of that level of thing that we can do. So if we are talking about cultured society, people give definition of a cultured society. What used to happen in cultured society? People used to use things and love people. But today what we are doing? We use people and we are loving things. I love our mobile. If I lose my mobile, it's a big loss. If I lose a friend, naya mil jayega friend. Nothing big about it, you know. But if I lose my mobile, I'm just so attached to it, right? So if we were just to conclude in a short way, we could give a term to this network system, what we talk about. And what is that term? It is almost like a necessary evil. It's an evil, but it's a necessary evil. So how do I tackle the contradiction which is in that? Necessary, but it's an evil. So what I have to do, I have to understand. Next slide. I don't have to become a techno slave. I don't have to get into this techno slavery, right? What does it do? The machine controls me. So let us not become so weak, and not lose our psychological filters. Do we all have psychological filters in our mind? We have, but we are not using them. Let's activate them. Use our password or OTP, and get it. Activate my psychological filter and you sharpen my power of discrimination.
and become strong and not become like a weak lallu, you know, that machine says, use me, I want to use. No, I use it when I want to use it. I will use WhatsApp when I want to use WhatsApp, not when WhatsApp wants to use me. Every message comes, I have to reply to it. Everything that comes, I have to reply. No, when I want to use, I'll use. Let me use my net when I want to use the net, not when the net wants to, whatever is coming, it shows. And that's why we thought that this particular pastime which these girls did was the most appropriate for us. These eternal epics which are there, Ramayana and Mahabharata, the world wants to make it into what? Mythology. Means it doesn't really exist. But no, these are eternal truths and these are pastimes which didn't take place thousands of years ago. They are taking place every day. Is a deer coming to us every day? How was the deer? If you read Ramayana, there's a very beautiful description of the deer. The deer had golden skin and silver spots on it. Its tail was made like of onyx or something, you know, like very beautiful. The horns were of sapphire and the nose was of rubies. Different description, I may not be able to exactly remember. But it was like a very attractive deer. Because if it was an ordinary deer, so hundreds of deers were there in the forest. Sita would not have been so attracted to any deer. But it was an adbhut deer. You know, very catchy. Shining. Focus light and, you know. So today you just see, you know. You just put on the TV and you just see. Every show, no show is an ordinary show. Some, even if it's a dance show or something, so much light effects and, you know, something, some smoke comes from somewhere, something jumps and somebody just gets raised in the air and some different things happen which usually don't happen like that. In old, today, if you show some emotional dramas or emotional movies, nobody will come to watch it. You have to glamorize everything. Huh? Glamorize emotional dramas, glamorize emotional movies, just for people to see. Years back we did a drama on Haridas Thakur where people were crying. We were just watching it the other day and we thought, okay, if this same drama we'll do today, people will say it's so boring. And that time, whole audience of 1500 people were crying, including us. But today we require more kick of stimulation to see these type of things. It's not happening. So if we were to compare every character in this drama, then what does Sita represent? Sita represents our mind. Which, because the Sita and Ram are Lord, but they came here in the form of human beings to teach you and me eternal lessons of eternal truths. They were not just done in the forest of Chitrakoot, just as a nice story, you know. So, bacche ko sulane ka, beta so ja, Ravan aja. Aajayega, you know, it's not like that. But they are teaching us important lessons of life. So Sita represents our mind. And what does Ram represent? Because he came in the human form, he represents intelligence, which gets sometimes carried away by the mind. Right? Intelligence sometimes gets carried away. Mind says, I want that. So intelligence goes after that, you know. That, okay, mind wants it, so let me go after it. So on the material platform, Ram represents the intelligent. And what does Ravan represent? Sum total of all illusory energy. The whole illusory energy Ravan represents. And what is Marij? Agent of that Ravan. Ravan ne bheja hai na? Right? So Marij represents that agent. And what does our cute little deer represent? Media. Which is, you know, sometimes dancing here and sometimes dancing there, trying to attract us from here, some pop up here, some pop up there. Everywhere it's trying to attract us, right? And what does Lakshman represent? Out of the whole pastime, Lakshman is the most important. Because what Lakshman told Sita and Ram doesn't look like real, you know. Don't go after it. Wait. So Lakshman represents sometimes our conscience. Sometimes our conscience says, "Na, don't indulge in this particular site. It is pornography. But still I get indulged in it. Still I will go into it. And I will not listen to Lakshman," which is my inner conscience. In the external form it comes as guru or some spiritual personality, but internally it is conscience. So the whole world today is talking about which network? 4G network. That's the latest network is 4G. If you have that, then you have everything. So even we'll talk about our 4G network to conclude. We have a very powerful 4G network. And if you have that network, then you will not get into this net of internet and you'll be able to protect yourself to whatever extent you get this 4G network. You may get 1G. If you get 1G, you'll have some protection. 2G, you'll have little more protection. 3G, some more. And 4G, you'll be completely protected. And what are those 4Gs? First G is God. Definitely, God Himself can only protect us from this thing. Otherwise, it's impossible. The story of Sobhari Muni, which Rasmani told us, what was that? Why did Sobhari Muni get entangled in this net? Because some days back, it had cursed Garuda. Garuda is eagle. And what does eagles eat? Fish. So, Sobhari Muni saw it eat fish from Yamuna and he cursed Garuda. Okay, if you ever step into this part of Yamuna, you will die. And because of that, the Kaliya demon came and long story, you know, Krishna's villagers and all Brijvasis had to die because of the curse of Sobhari Muni. So what happened because of that? He lost the grace of the Lord. And when you lose the grace of the Lord, you get attracted and tempted by all these things. Even as devotees, we think that we are fully protected because we are chanting Hare Krishna and, you know, we are hearing Bhagavatam class and everything. No, to the extent we are not accessing the grace of God, to that extent even we are not protected. We are also falling prey to this net, aren't we? Can we put our hands on our heart and say, no, I am beyond all this net. We cannot say that. The day you say, tomorrow you'll fall into that net. We cannot be so bold enough to say. So we want to access the grace of God. So that is the first G. Which is the second G? Gyan. If I don't have Gyan only, that this is right and this is wrong, I'll feel everything is right. Sita thought Ravan is a sadhu. But if I don't have that Gyan, okay, this is a demon in disguise, then I cannot protect myself. Right? So second G is Gyan. What is the third G? Guru. Now Guru doesn't mean only somebody with a beard or, you know, wise person and all. Some good well-wisher can also be my guru. That brings us to the 4G, which is a good friend. Could be just my good friend who is trying to tell me, hello, it's going little too far, you know. Ram went after Marich, he didn't reveal himself in 1 kilometer. He took Ram inside deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper into the forest. And then he realized that, oh my God, this was for a demon, right? So same thing happens to us. Under the disguise of some useful information which we want to take out of the net, we go deeper. Sight misses sight, sight misses sight, sight misses sight, sight misses sight. And we lose sight of the real thing only. So we should understand that I should have discrimination before I am cremated. Right? Before my cremation takes place, I should exercise my discrimination and not be like an animal. Animal says, "Main kya karu? Whatever I am made of, I have to do that." Are we are men. We are human beings. We cannot be so weak. Although we are weak, we should take help and support from this 4G which we have got. Don't allow this damage to take place so much that it becomes irreversible in our lives. Am I right? What I'm trying to convey. So that's what we want to convey to you, that we all today, the whole world is talking about yoga. Yoga, yoga, yoga is the in word. But what is yoga according to the people? Some acrobats with some music, going to the gym, running on the treadmill. They think that is yoga. Is that real yoga? That is external misunderstanding of yoga. Real yoga, the word yoga means what? To connect. We are all talking of connection. Networks connect us. So this 4G network, it connects us. And the latest term in yoga is what? Digital detox. Have you heard? You heard this term? We are having a board down about a yoga retreat which we are having. And many places you will see, you go for Vipassana. You heard about Vipassana? There you cannot take a computer, you cannot have a mobile. For how many ever days you have enrolled? So the first main thing, first they will say, first you disconnect. Only then you can connect with the right thing. till I have not removed the negative, forget putting anything positive in your mind. So let us become more aware of this digital detox. Can I do that? Let us put ourselves to the self-test and give ourselves little weaning of tips and feel happy at the success of it. Okay, for 2 hours in a day I will not touch my mobile. Let me see what happens to me. Will I die? Then I try for 3 hours. Then I try for 4 hours. Then I say, only when I will need, I will do it. And I make my life an open book, not hide. My parents should not see. If I'm hiding and doing something, means it's wrong. If I'm not doing anything wrong, my life is an open book. Come and see, check my SMSs, check my WhatsApp. I have nothing to hide. So let's become very open to this network of guru, gyan, good friends which you are getting in this type of programs. And what's the fourth one? God, which is the main one. So today we'll try to connect with God, and whatever we have heard, we know that as soon as we walk down the steps, it's going to get washed off. But let us make a sincere prayer to the Lord to access His grace. That, my Lord, I know it is not good for me on all fronts, social, emotional, physical, spiritual, but I am helpless and weak. So I want to access Your grace. And in today's day and age in Kali Yuga, the best way to access grace is by chanting the Lord's names. Right? We know that. So while chanting, we will try to pray to God that please help me to develop this power of discrimination and make me more strong so that I can become a good human being. I want to become a good person by removing all the negativity, then I can become a good person. Do you all understand what we are trying to say? Does it appeal to you all? It is very, very important. Today it is just, we are only how many thousand years into Kali Yuga? Some 5,500 years. And there are 1 lakh plus years, lot of, I don't know the exact figure, but so many years into it. So if we don't take precaution today, and we don't understand where is my Lakshman Rekha. When Sita crossed her Lakshman Rekha, that's when she was caught by Maya. So if we can all, nobody can draw Lakshman Rekha for you. We have to draw our own Lakshman Rekha. To some extent our parents are drawn, our teachers are drawing, our well-wishers are drawing. So kindly don't disregard the Lakshman Rekha. Remember, this pastime was for you and for me. Draw our own Lakshman Rekhas and let us take mental, mental decisions, and consciously try to understand, okay, this is my Rekha. I don't want to go beyond it, otherwise I'm sure to be kidnapped by Ravan. And we know how miserable Sita was when she was with Ravan. Only when she got reconnected with Ram, there was real happiness in life. So real happiness comes only by connecting to truth. And the supreme truth is God. And right now we request all of you, we are late, so anybody has any questions? If any one question is there, we can take. Yeah. Question? We could take a question if there is anyone. Otherwise we will follow Rasrani as she leads us into the chanting of the holy names of the Lord. Mike, answer.
Mataji, is chanting addiction?
She's asking, is chanting addiction? Any answers? You see these two personalities, this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met somebody, he told, I have become mad. My guru told me, you are getting mad chanting these holy names again and again. Pagal, man. My man has become pagal and I have become addicted to it. So addiction is the nature of the soul. You cannot not get addicted. To what we get addicted, that is important. There are good addictions and bad addictions. The gopis and the Brijvasis, they were also addicted. To whom? To Krishna. They just couldn't stop thinking of Krishna. When Krishna left Vrindavan and he went to Mathura, they were cursing themselves that why we are so addicted to Krishna? Because we are addicted to him, we are suffering without him. If we were not so addicted, we wouldn't suffer. But were they actually suffering? They were developing love of God. They were perfecting their life by that addiction. So if we are, none of us here are so fortunate to be addicted to chanting. I wish we were addicted to this type of thing. And we pray to Krishna that we want to get addicted to this chanting. So that, what happens? We can come out of this net. You understand? So of course it is addicting, but we are not so fortunate to get addicted. We want to pray to get addicted someday. So we request all of you to, some announcements are there, and then you can all come forward and raise your hands and follow Rasan. Yeah.
First of all, I would like to thank both the speakers, and round applause for both of them. The louder one, because it was really nice. All of you all enjoyed. Three times Hari Bol for both of them in our traditions. Hari Bol. Quickly, few announcements. First of all, I would like to welcome all those girls who have come for Chetna Festival for the first time. Can you just can you stand in your own place? All the new girls who have come, just stand. So traditionally, we would like to welcome all these new girls by loudly chanting three times. Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. We pray at the lotus feet of Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Ji that today's day be an auspicious beginning in your Krishna conscious life, and that you may please come for every Chetna and inspire us with your presence. Kindly be seated. Before leaving, just meet Rasa.